Welcome back to the Super Tuesday Recap with your hosts, Chris and D-Pom here. And we're here to review Season 7, Episode 5 of Arrow, the Demon. Felicity learns something new about Oliver that shocks her. Meanwhile, Diggle asks her to go undercover for Argus, and Dinah works with an unlikely ally, and none of that is... Okay, whatever. Whatever. Listen, I didn't realize how much I was going to enjoy seeing that doctor get choked out by Oliver Queen until it happened.
Yeah, that was very cathartic. I didn't realize it either.
I just... Because you know what it is? I've been waiting for Oliver to whoop somebody's ass in this this medical facility because they're just all full of shit. And watching you know, not Dr. Hugo Strange. Because let's be honest here. That's really what they were going for with him, right?
That's who he is, right? That's all. I mean, he's not, yeah, knockoff Hugo. Which, by the way, they keep mentioning Gotham. They also keep mentioning Gotham.
No, they did.
They keep having a lot in the last episode.
And part of it, I think, is because they're doing Batwoman next, and so I guess they're dropping the hints there. But at the same time,
right.
We'll save it for the end. But at the same time, we need to have this talk about, you know, just fucking do a Batman show. Just fucking do it.
Let him be a background character in these shows. Like, don't make it weird. Now you've made it weird.
Yeah, because they kept doing it because they mentioned Bruce Wayne before. It's like,
they mentioned Bruce Wayne. Yeah,
right. We've gone to Bloodhaven. At this point, just fucking do it. I mean, you might as well.
You don't even have to actually show us him. Just to be like, yeah, that bat guy in Gotham. Just acknowledge him.
Right. You're doing it. Like, and you're doing a good enough job. And we'll get into this episode here of kind of separating, you know, trying to make the transformation of Oliver Queen anyway. So he's not gonna be Bruce Wayne light. So just go ahead and fucking do it. But yeah. So anyway, this episode. Yeah. That scene of, my name is Oliver Queen, and then later on when he's talking with him and Talia are faced with all those guards, and it's like, do you think they realize they're outmatched? And I'm sorry, I get really excited. Like,
yeah, it was like, oh, you guys are outnumbered, but there's more of us. You're outnumbered.
Yeah, it's this thing that, because everybody who talks to, I had this note in my thing, it's like, does everyone in this prison realize that Oliver Queen could kill all of them and not break a sweat?
Yo, do they think that, like, Arrow was a gimmick thing? Like, oh, he didn't have the bow and arrow. He's vulnerable now. Like, he's personally whipped a lot of your asses.
It's like, yo, this is Zen Oliver Queen. This is Oliver Queen who is literally swallowing his pride and not killing all of you because he's trying to be a better person. You know? When that ball-headed guard came in and was like, you belong to me now. I'm like, dude, really? You're a tough guy? This is what you're... You're doing this right now? You're going to
talk it reminds me of the Cardi B shit when she's like, I don't even want to be like this anymore. Like, I've come too far. Like, that's who Oliver is. He's the guy who's come too far. He's like, I don't want to whip your ass. I'm in a place. I found some peace. I don't want to hurt you. Keep pushing, though, and you're going to get hurt.
Like, this is the only time victim blaming, I feel like, is appropriate. Because it's like everybody who gets their ass whipped by Oliver in this prison, I'm like, you guys asked for this. You do realize that, right?
You basically sent him a certified letter requesting his ass whipped.
Right. You kind of pushed him to this, and he's trying. This is a man who just wants to do his time, then see his family. Like, I thought Oliver was going to whoop his ass right then. We told him that they weren't going to get any. And in this respect, I'm like, Oliver, come on. You had to realize that. You're going to level 2. You ain't getting no visitation rights.
Like, I don't know why Oliver is so shocked. I'm like, Oliver, come on, bro. This is off the books. Like, you've been disappeared.
Like, I wanted to be like, Oliver, I mean, come on, God. You did. Granted, you did it on purpose, but you did stab a guard. I mean,
I do like that they took this whole off the books thing. They didn't let it go out for like an entire season of underground fighting. But I'm glad they kind of had Oliver be like, this is bad, and fix it immediately.
Well, again, so I think we really need, and again, I understand that people are just fed up with this and don't like this. But to be perfectly honest, I'm actually enjoying the way they're doing this. They're taking their time with the storylines that matter and not rushing through the things that don't. This is the complete opposite of what they did with, again, we had the same thing with Barry Allen being in the prison in last season, and it didn't work. Why didn't it work? It didn't work because they rushed through the things they should have kept going, and then it just didn't feel right. It didn't feel like Oliver, it didn't feel like Barry, there weren't any real stakes, if you wanted to be honest, because at any point you felt like Barry could leave the jail.
He did leave the jail.
Right. 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 And we also, the two things that made the Barry Allen thing different. One, we knew Barry Allen didn't kill DeVoe. Two, we knew the case against Barry Allen was flimsy as fuck and didn't make any fucking sense.
Right.
And then, like, his trial didn't last that long. And then they threw him into prison. And you're just kind of like, all right, cool. We're not going to do this. This is not going to fucking work. And the stuff outside of Barry, you know, in the prison just kind of wasn't that compelling, you know? Here.
It's not scary to have him. Like, there are stakes with Barry in prison.
Right.
He can leave. He's actively leaving. There's no stakes.
Right. Here with Oliver, though. One, like, and we'll get into this stuff. The stuff outside of prison is actually compelling. And
yeah,
Oliver being in prison, one, here's the thing, he's not wrongfully convicted. Oliver is guilty.
Yo, like, he didn't go to trial. He admitted this shit. He put himself in. It's not like he got caught or something.
Right.
He was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Right. You know, and I also like the fact that they brought up the whole thing with Felicity having feeling guilt and being like, hey, being told like, no, you can't put this on yourself, which again comes from having a female showrunner being like, hey, listen, don't put this off on yourself. Oliver made this choice himself. Like, you can feel bad for him. You can feel bad for him. You can, you know, work to get your family back, but do not feel like this is your fault and that you didn't do enough to keep Oliver from doing this. Cause we know Oliver, and Oliver would have gone for whether you liked it or not. We know how Oliver is. Like, that's a choice that Oliver made. He made that. You can't own his choice, which I think if you think about it, it's kind of another thing coming around in this season, because that's the whole thing that, you know, not Hugo Strange was trying to tell Oliver with his father. Of course, it didn't fucking work because, Oliver is, you know, again, we've been saying this, like, Oliver's been to work prisons. So anytime it looks like Oliver is kind of, you know, is being broken, you can't break Oliver in this fucking prison.
You're going to have to show me a lot worse than this to break Oliver Queen.
Right. I mean, it's just, come on, guys. Like, like, I love the fact that he was like, I need to talk to the doctor. Why? I'm having a relapse. I'm like, no, you're not. You just want to, pick his brain for more information. That's what this is. Come on. Like, you know? But no, I think that's why I enjoyed this scene, Oliver Queen. And the fact that it's gone over for 5 episodes far, obviously going 6 and 7, shit, we might have Oliver in this prison through up to the Elseworld crossover. And I think that, again, it's a risky choice because you haven't put your lead character into the costume and you actually haven't really had the Green Arrow a lot. Even this episode didn't have the other vigilante Green Arrow there.
Right.
But I think it still works as a character building thing. Like, the episodes are so compelling. And you get something like here where you get some closure. Like, I don't know what we were thinking. We should have. I had this feeling. I just didn't want to say anything. I had to feel like it had to be an Al-Ghul being the demon. Like, the demon. It's like, I would have felt some kind of weird way if it wasn't, you know, Talia.
See, and you're smarter than I am, because for me, it was just like, the demon's just who runs the prison. But you're right. As you take a step back and watch the show, it only makes sense that it's an Al-Ghul.
Right. I mean, it's because, well, yeah, it just does. And, you know, we had this announcement, you know, that obviously, of course, John Barrowman's coming back at some point because it's Arrow. Of course he is.
Right.
We knew you can't quit. The alums of the show don't quit Arrow. They don't.
Just waiting to come back.
Right. They're just waiting to come back. They take breaks and then they come back and they're better than ever. So. So I had this feeling down inside, but I didn't want to be, I don't know what it was. I would never have guessed Talia, to be perfectly honest. I would have guessed Anissa or something, or maybe somebody pretending to be or claiming to be the new Al Ghul or something like that. It just didn't cross my mind that it would actually be Talia. And then to actually have her and Oliver working together, I mean, it actually kind of made sense and worked. And I liked their little, not really resolution, but their little, you know, discussion of like, you killed my father. And he was like, but you kind of made me the monster I am. And like them kind of resolving that almost. So I really did enjoy that. And not to mention just having the two of them fighting side by side, whooping all them police officer asses was just perfect. Like, what can you say? This show's got to get at least one of those action scenes in there. And yeah. I wanted to cheer because I'm always waiting for Oliver to unleash on these prison guards, because it's like they're all shady, they're all up to some shit, and they all know that something's going on. And so seeing him basically, again, confirming that, listen, guys, Oliver Queen's only in this prison because he wants to be. Well, not because he wants to be, because he's allowing you to keep him here. That is it. He could have left. But like he said, I don't want to be a fugitive with my family. Like, Oliver's trying something new here. He's trying to do the right thing. And then we're also seeing that this whole thing wasn't for naught because, you know, Felicity and her new best bud, Laurel, are looking at the idea that they can use this as a way to kind of appeal Oliver's case, which then will get Oliver out of jail, but then still leaves us with the idea that, hey, his identity is out there, which again, kind of tied in with Talia. You know, Talia's saying, it's like, you didn't listen to me. You should have, you know, had your darkness. And Oliver's like, no, that was a mistake. You know, this is who I am.
That's what got me here. Yeah.
Right.
Trying to hide it.
I really appreciate that. And I'll
tell you what, man, as someone who didn't love that series of flashbacks during those seasons, I'm glad they made it matter.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, I'll be honest. Like, it was fine. It didn't really click with me, but watching it now, it's like, wow, I'm really glad that was mattered. And that was important.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing with all the Arrowverse shows, right? If something doesn't work or doesn't nail in a season, they won't just abandon it and pretend like they didn't do it. They'll be keeping it back park. Okay, listen, we had a good idea. It didn't land for some people, but we can always make that shit matter. And again, we always bring, you know, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. with this. That's some Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. did. That episode of The Well didn't land. But as you go through with Grant Ward's story, that episode matters like a motherfucker, right? You know? So it might not be the episode that everybody loves in season one, but it's one that gives you so much insight into who Grant Ward is that by the time you get to his death, you're like, okay, no, the Well episode actually did fucking matter. And while I might not have liked that episode, it was important for the character. And the same thing they did with this Talia stuff. Because honestly, I had completely forgotten about her.
Right?
I completely forgot. You know? And then when they brought it up, I was like, oh, wow, yeah, right. She did side with him. And oh, wow, she did do that. Oh, yeah, she did train him. Fuck.
She was on the fucking island with
him. Right. It's like, oh, shit.
I'm like, oh, yeah, she was. Huh.
But it also then brings up this other thing, too. And I think this is where everything kind of starts connecting between Oliver, what's happening with Oliver in the prison, Diaz, and then what Diggle and Curtis are doing. You know, she says that, you know, she owed Diaz because Diaz gave her something that saved her life. You know, so it goes back to whatever Diaz is injecting himself in, becoming some kind of super strong, you know, evil person. You know, so it's all connected here, and it's going to come back. And again, I think I like the idea of Oliver kind of not just coming to terms with who he is and his past, but also kind of reconciling with some people that, like, Talia is a bad person. But she's always floats in that gray area sometimes. So just put her back in that gray area. Like, can you really trust Talia?
You're all about this villain agenda these days.
Hey, listen, no, I'm not. I said she's a bad person. I am not going to put a Talia is right shirt
on. And then you said but.
I mean, there is a but. I mean, she can be an ally. How's that?
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, like I said, I'm not trying to go. Nissa is a good one.
That's true.
This is a good one. All right. So, like, I'm not putting Talia anywhere close to this category. All right. Let's just leave it there. So, what was I gonna say? So I love what they did with the you know, Oliver. I still don't trust Stanley. Don't trust the shit out of him. Like, fuck him.
No, you can't trust him.
I can't trust Stanley. So. And all right, so let's go into stuff outside. Well, you got anything inside the prison you want to deal with?
I will at the end. Let's do the rest of it first.
Okay. Let's go with Curtis and Diggle. You know, again, I like the idea of, because we've never really, here's the thing about Curtis. Like, Curtis has always been down for the cause, right? And Curtis is the one that never really complains. So I like the idea of Curtis putting his foot down going, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. You said one time, after you didn't tell me what it was the first time and gave me an order that says I had to go into the field, now you're telling me I got to do it twice? No, I'm not doing that shit. And him breaking down why he didn't, it's like it cost me my marriage. It's got me stabbed. People I love are, have been in danger. It's like, I don't have it in me anymore. I don't want to do this shit anymore. I don't want to be in the field.
You like, know? Even more than the listing, I like the honesty of, like, I just didn't get it no more. I don't have it like that. Like, I had it, I don't have it anymore. I'm shook. And it makes sense because he's been through some shit.
Yeah, and honestly, yeah, as like, he wasn't in the field. He was always kind of tech support outside of the field. He wanted to be in there, and then he realized that, you know what, that shit wasn't a game. It's the same thing that Oliver used to, again, going back to previous seasons, Oliver used to tell that team, right, this shit is not a fucking game. Remember, right. I remember Oliver used to always get on Curtis about that shit. It's like, this shit's not funny. It's not a game. You're trying to have fun. We're not having fun out here. You could die. And I think everything that Oliver, that Curtis has been through, it's kind of showed him that, like, he's been lucky. And
very much so.
And you're seeing each member of Team Arrow being affected by Oliver basically taking a bullet for all of them and going down to save all of them. Everybody's kind of taking it, you know, a different light. You know, Dinah and Diggle have kind of gone the go straight route. But at the same time, they want these changes. They want these things that can't be done through the system. And so they're still relying on people like Renee or Curtis and things like that. And Curtis is like if you're gonna make me, you're gonna make this choice for me, and I don't want to do this. I don't have it in me. But then, like I said, Diggle talked to him. It's like, but you are good at this. You know how to do this stuff. And I don't think that you can completely give this up. And again, it kind of shows you that, you know, it makes sense that Curtis would be fed up, but at the same time, he's Curtis. He's going to do the right thing. He can't. You're here. Like,
yeah,
all the
yeah. Being fed up and quitting are different, and I think that was important to show for Curtis's arc. Because also, you got to be honest. You and I have been very honest about Curtis. Like, it felt like he almost didn't belong in the field at times, but it's a good reminder that he was being measured against probably the best people in this universe. When Diggle lists his accomplishments, like his gold medal, I'm like, oh yeah, this motherfucker is not a game. Like, he could actually fuck somebody up if, like, he's just not on their level.
Well, but then when he's dealing with when he's put in this situation in this episode, and you're reminded that it's like, wait a minute, Curtis can actually handle himself, which is something if we're gonna be honest here, we have never really seen Curtis handle himself.
Well, it's because when you're the least able to do so, you have to fall back on other things, which makes sense for the character, makes sense for the show. If people are like, absolutely, that's wrong. It's not wrong. It's just the position he used to be in.
Right.
Now, when he's alone in the field, it's a very different position.
Right. But even then, it's like, how did he take care of it? Well, he had a fucking case that had a mini Gatling gun in it. Like, I don't know what the fuck that was. Like,
stay ready, baby.
Right. But again, that goes back to what I always felt like Curtis had been used in the field anyway. It's like, Curtis, your strength isn't getting down into the weeds and being in a hand to hand fight. Like, you are the smartest person in the field. You know, honestly, you know, between, if him and Felicity had a hack off, we don't know who would win that one, right? But we do know in the field, on the ground, Curtis is, because Felicity doesn't go in the field like that, Curtis is the smartest person in the field. So you have your tech. You do have, you know, you can handle yourself physically when you need to, but you have your tech. So use your fucking tech, which is exactly what
I was waiting for the T-Spheres to make a comeback.
Oh, bruh. I was waiting for that too. I was
waiting.
When he started talking greasy, I was like, oh, he got a T-Sphere in his back.
He's going to pull out the pocket. That's what he's going to do.
But then he pulled out the case with a mini fucking gun on it. I was like, you know what? That's actually a little bit better. I actually,
you know what? Retire the T-Spheres for the the gun mounted briefcase. That's what makes sense.
You know what? I was wrong on this one. I thought I wanted T-Spheres. I didn't want T-Spheres. I wanted a case that could do that. You know? Go figure, you know. Of course, I hope it doesn't give the NRA any fucking ideas, though, because, you know.
They've already got these. Why do you think they're always carrying briefcases? It's not paperwork or money. It's just guns.
But I really enjoyed that. I enjoy, and it's something that I don't think that we talk enough about. Like, I know people always say, we don't, you know, Oliver's stuck in jail. They've taken him away. He hasn't been in the suit, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. But look at what they've done with everybody else. Everybody else on Team Arrow, in their own way, has stepped up, and not just in show wise, but just as actors and things like that. Like, again, we now see how Curtis can handle himself in the field by himself. Renee now has hands. Like,
Renee's had hands. In his defense, Renee's had hands.
Like that, though.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, again, we got to remember that we're measuring him against Oliver.
For true. You're right.
And like, Oliver has got this international, like, I've been whooping people's asses for years across the globe.
Right. I got bodies and area codes type shit. Yo.
He's like, look, you guys kill local and that's cool. I kill international.
Right.
Like, I do this. He was an assassin killing people in Asia. Like,
yeah,
he was. Oliver, none of this is, all of this is like retreaded area for Oliver, or like saying, what do I know that I'm going to use right now? I can't use it all. That might kill someone.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? That's the other reason why the thing with Nahuga Strange would drive me crazy. It was like, you only know half of the story. Like, because that's the thing too. I don't even think that. Oliver, like, outside of Felicity and John, and even they don't know it all, right?
They're no the one. He's never sat down and be like, "Here's what happened." they tend to find out the bits and pieces when they come up. Like, oh yeah, I know magic.
right.
Like, all the little things, like, it comes up when it comes up. It's never like, all right, here's the novella of the 5 years I was away.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was trained by Nissa's sister, Talia. What? When did you do that? When were you in Russia? Oh, yeah, that time. Like, I feel like Oliver has forgotten. Like, for all these years, we've kind of gotten on Oliver for not telling people when his past has caught up to him. Part of me goes, like, maybe he just forgot.
So basically, his round-the-world trip for assassin school is basically us in high school, like, that did happen something. Like, when you go to a reunion, you're like, remember this in the science class? You're like, I do remember that. That was so important back then. Wow. Right. All right.
But it's true. It's true. This happened with him, right? So, I don't know. I'm, God. Yeah, it's, I feel like if Oliver ever sat down and told everybody everything that's ever happened to him, they would just walk out of the room like they saw a ghost, like, just drained of all color.
They'd lock him in the room. You're like, they'd be like Raven in that shitty Titan show. Like, we're going to lock you in a tower. And it's for the safety of everyone. It's just safer. God.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, maybe, yeah. So it's like, when you consider all of that stuff, it's like, yeah, you know, Oliver actually is kind of well-adjusted. You know, there was that time, you know, when he first came back, remember, he used to sleep on the fucking floor.
Yeah, like you bring up things, I'm like, yo, that Oliver, like, they did a very good job of like displaying, like, this man's life has not been normal for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And the more public he's gotten, the further away we've gotten from that pain and that experience. But like, even just seeing Tyler was like, oh yeah, shit was gone through.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, you know what, that's back when he was in Russia and he did the whole gun John Wick thing when he had the gun and yeah, I forgot about that shit. It's like, Yeah. Just, you guys have no idea who you guys have locked up right here. Just let him see his family. Stay out of his way.
I would just let him see his family. It seems safest.
Right. I don't know. Also, I gotta say, I'm really kind of feeling this this little buddy team of a Felicity and Laurel now.
I'm uncomfortable with how much I enjoy them together.
It's weird. I shouldn't like it. I really shouldn't. But they're great together. Like, she was annoying the shit out of Laurel. She was like, no, how about you not be in my office right now? And then she was like, I'm hungry. I'm going to go eat. Wait, do you want to go on like a friendship date? I'm just like, oh, God, please. Something happened. This is getting awkward now. This is getting awkward.
It's getting weird.
Like, when they show up at the diner and talking to her, and she's just like, wait, why are you both here?
Why are you together?
Why are you together? This doesn't make any sense.
Why? Which one of you is holding a weapon and the other one's back? Like, it seems very, you're right. It's, and I thing I loved about their subplot is that they found a reasonably logical way for it to tie into Oliver's plot.
Mm-hmm.
Because the episode starts with them tracing the silencer, but of course it loses signal conveniently for, I guess, 42 minutes in real time. But I liked that it didn't feel like, as you stand back, it's obvious. But at the time, you're like, oh, okay, so they would shift. Obviously, they can't trick the silencer. They're waiting for the signal to pick back up. They would be like, well, how do we help Oliver? And because Faux Laurel was involved in the first plan, she immediately folds into the second plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives everyone something to do. It makes it logical for her to be in that situation. Okay. I thought it was really, really well done as far as, like, from a structural storytelling perspective.
Right. And you still see the tension between her and Dinah, which is always mm-hmm. going to be there. But her and Felicity are getting closer because they're kind of like, again, remember last episode, she kind of pulled Felicity away from that darkness, saying, you don't want to basically be like me. You know, although Felicity did say this week that she thought that D.A. Laurel might be scarier than Earth 2's Black Siren Laurel, which I can understand a D.A. and a Laurel being scary.
Yeah, D.A.'s are terrifying. They use a law to hurt people.
Yes, they could definitely be great. So, I'm really enjoying that. I'm enjoying it way more than I should. And but you're right. The way they've gotten everybody kind of in their own lanes doing things. Now, I also think we're going to start tying that into, like, everything's going to tie together, because again, what we saw with Curtis and what they got with Artie, what they were, the chemicals they were selling, basically, I think the same thing that what's his name was going after, that the Diaz was going after. So mm-hmm. It's like it all ties together here, and we're all going to, you know, it's very Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. like, where everybody has their own little storyline, and they're all going to, you know, come together into one. And right. I think that kind of storytelling, again, we said this before, when you have 22 to 23 episodes a season, you have to do it that way. You either cut down the number of episodes, or you have to give everybody their own little thing to do, own little storylines, to then tie all those back together overall that are already intriguing. Because even though she wasn't in this episode, you know, the Curtis and Diggle basically tied themselves into what Lila has said. When she was like, hey, listen, you know, something's going on with Argus, and I'd, you know, run something off the books. And then Curtis was like, well, you know, using that, what you told me with what Lila said, I ran my own test, and this is what I found on this encryption. I wanted to keep it out of Argus' hands first. So, yeah, I think all of that stuff kind of, you know, ties in together and works together. And I don't know, I really, really enjoy how they're doing that this season.
Yeah, I'm going to echo exactly what you said there, because, and yes, we can point to Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. as kind of the example on the network, but other shows have done this, and I like the fact that we as an audience know it's going to converge, and they're not having to telegraph it at all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even just the part where they find out that at the very end he's in Moscow and they're choking out Oliver's old running buddy, like, okay, right, all right, right, here we go, like, right. And you don't need it to be explicit all the time, but by giving us the more than occasional breadcrumb, you're allowing the viewer to kind of follow along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
and not feel handheld at the same time. It's a light touch they're using,
right? And again, they're doing the same thing on Flash. They're doing they don't really do it on Legends of Tomorrow, because we kind of like Legends is his own little thing here. They're working together, but they're definitely doing the same thing on Flash. We like that. We, you know, we're seeing the kind of similar thing.
They're doing on Legends too. With the thing about what the hell's chasing Constantine.
True. 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 I mean, The Gifted, like all the shows we love and merge, this is how they work it. You have everybody kind of working their own little pieces, then you bring it together. It's just a more cohesive storyline when you do it that way. And like I said, I'm glad, you know, Arrow and the rest of the shows are doing that this season. So, anything else you got going on for this?
No. Do we have an episode next week?
I think so.
Thanksgiving's really mucking up a lot of the plans. I don't know. Some shows are on, some are off.
I would think so, because, you know, remember, this comes on Monday. So
that's true.
I believe we're having one next week. You know, I can find out right now to make sure.
Because I didn't know if they're going to let Arrow or let Flash catch up, because they missed that Tuesday for Election Day.
Yeah, no, it's going to be November 19th. We definitely have an episode then. So, yeah, we're just keep going through. So, like I said, I'm down for this. I enjoy how we're handling everything right now. And yeah, like I said, let's keep it going. All right, so what do we got? We put out our latest episode reviews of The Gifted. So it's episodes 4 through 7. That is up on the Super Tuesday recap feed. Make sure you listen there. I think on the Character Corner feed, we have Ultimate Spider-Man's already up. We have the Stan Lee episode up. And we are going about the right after this, going to record our Doom Patrol episode. So that'll be out on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So just stay tuned for all those episodes coming out on the network, folks. And thank you guys very much for listening. And until next time, we're out of here. Peace.